This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russia says it has readied a new generation of ICBMs, which Associated Press correspondent Lisa Dwyer says have already been deployed.
Russia has deployed a new long-range missile that could carry nuclear warheads. I'm Lisa Dwyer. The head of Russia's space agency says that Russia has deployed an advanced intercontinental ballistic missile that President Vladimir Putin once said will make Russia's enemies think twice. According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korea fired several cruise missiles toward the sea off the west coast of the Korean Peninsula in the early hours of Saturday, according to the South Korean military. Details of the launch are being analyzed by South Korean and U.S. intelligence. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the flamboyant Egyptian-born businessman whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana, has died, his family says. He was 94. Al-Fayed was the longtime owner of Harrods Department Store and the Fulham Football Club. He was devastated by the death of son Dodi Fayed in the car crash in Paris with Diana 26 years ago. He spent years mourning the loss and fighting the British establishment he blamed for their deaths. Al-Fayed died on Wednesday, his family said, a day before the 26th anniversary of Dodi and Diana's death. This is VOA News. On the first day of school in Ukraine, there was an excitement in the air that hasn't been there for years. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Alexei Doloban is 8 years old, and he and his mother Maria can't decide which of them is more excited, because it's his first day of third grade. It'll be his first time in a physical, actual school, not remotely through the internet, and in his own language, Ukrainian, since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of the country.
Since my child will go to school in person, I'll finally have an opportunity to find a job and do what I love so much and have been missing so much.
Education's been ravaged in Ukraine by the war and before that, the pandemic.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda. Thailand's king on Friday granted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra a pardon and reduced his 8-year prison sentence to 1 year, just over a week after the business tycoon turned politician returned from 15 years of self-imposed exile. More from VOA's Kim Lewis.
The pardon granted by King Maha Vajiralongkorn was published on Friday in the Royal Gazette, making it effective immediately. Thaksin was prime minister from 2001 through 2006 when he was ousted by a military. He fled Thailand in 2008 when he was faced with serving prison time for an abuse of power conviction that he had described as politically motivated. He returned to Thailand last week and was immediately sent to prison, but was quickly transferred to a state hospital because of what was described as frail health. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Pope Francis arrived in Mongolia on Friday, the first ever papal visit to the country, which has less than 1,500 Catholics. More from Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
Though Francis is often received as a superstar on his trips abroad, there were few signs the Pope had arrived in the predominantly Buddhist country, apart from a joyous reception along his motorcade route.
I am so happy to see the Pope. I am very thankful for his visit. We have been waiting for this moment for such a long time. He shook my hand twice. I am so excited, so excited.
Francis is set to attend an official welcome ceremony and address government leaders and diplomats on Saturday. On Sunday, he plans to preside over a mass and several other religious events before his Monday departure.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. You can get more information on our website, voanews.com, and download our mobile apps from Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman.